Page 22, Exercise 9.
It's not just rubbish. Do you know how much rubbish you throw out in 1 week? A family in London participated in an experiment to find out. The Margolis family kept their rubbish for a whole week to find out what they were throwing out. In 1 week, they produced over 34 kilos of rubbish. A lot of their rubbish was plastic, paper, cans, and aluminium. These materials don't belong in the rubbish. They belong in recycling bins. But like many families in the UK, the Margolises aren't too good about recycling. Lucy Margolis, the daughter, says, "It's troublesome. The kitchen bin is so much closer than the bottle bank." 34 kilos doesn't seem like much rubbish, but multiply 34 by 52 weeks and you get 1,768 kilos of rubbish in 1 year. The Margolises are only one family. While they were throwing out their 34 kilos of rubbish, other families all over the UK were doing the same thing. According to experts, in 1 year, the British fill enough rubbish bins to go from the Earth to the Moon. People are producing more and more rubbish every year, but no one wants to live near mountains of rubbish, so people are recycling more. In 2001 to 2002, people in the UK recycled 12% of their rubbish. In 2007 to 2008, it was 34%. So, did this experiment affect the Margolis family? After the experiment, Mrs. Margolis said, "I'd love to recycle more, but it just never seems so simple." Reader's comments. Bob from Brighton.
My family saved all of our rubbish for a week. We had 35 kilos of rubbish. But after we put our rubbish in the recycling bins, there were only 3 kilos of rubbish. The Margolis family should try harder.
Brenda from Doncaster.
This article made me angry. Mrs. Margolis doesn't recycle because it's too troublesome. Living near a mountain of rubbish is much more troublesome than walking to the bottle bank.
Megan from Manchester.
I understand what Lucy Margolis is saying. Sometimes it is difficult to separate your rubbish and recycle.